we know that communities are more vibrant where they have a mix of incomes because kids get to be raised among kids with different educational backgrounds. We know that parents have more job opportunities in those neighborhoods. More service providers are willing to come to those neighborhoods, like the grocery store that we have, right? And so when we have all of those amenities and those families of mixed incomes, we know that both the families and the neighborhood is more stable, and that's why this city no longer segregates our housing. We try to really integrate it throughout the city.
How big a sell is that? Are we there yet? Because that whole economic segregation issue seems to be all over.
This project is a great example. It took more money to invest in housing at this site than it does in neighborhoods where the real estate may be less expensive. But we also got something back, which is we got longer affordability. We're going to be affordable here for 60 years rather than the 20 or 30 we usually get. So we're there. When we debated this as a city council, we only had one dissenting vote. The remaining council members, unanimously the remainder of them, all agreed that it's worth it to pay more to have these kinds of outcomes, especially when we get longer affordability in exchange. So I think we're there. It just takes us the ability to find land in all those neighborhoods. That's the hard part.
It's this or New York City rent controls, right?
Which is prohibited in Colorado. No rent control in Colorado. We can't without legal reform. So that's not an option. So we are doing our best to build the housing that we need rather than trying to do it through that means.
Robin Knieche, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.